Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I'm a hypnotherapist, but tonight we're going to expand the world and we're going to start an educational program on substance abuse about expanding people out of substance abuse into functional in a normal day life, even though they've had challenges in the past and they don't matter. And I have with me tonight from the South Florida Coalition Against Substance Abuse, Peter Sesso, and we're going to talk about donating money to a very special cause. Peter's got a golf tournament coming up about substance abuse and an educational program. Without any further ado, I want to introduce Peter to the show. And Peter, let's just start and tell them about the South Florida Coalition Against Substance Abuse and your plan, because you told your intention. You told me something about it earlier today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob, and thank you everyone out there that's listening. The South Florida Coalition Against Substance Abuse, we're going to have this this event. It's called the Tee Time Golf Classic. It's called TEA Time Golf Classic, and that's in reference to a teetotaler. As many of us know, that's one that doesn't drink. But the whole premise would be is to scholarship people who cannot afford treatment for alcohol and substance abuse into a qualified rehab facility of their choice and who truly want to change their lives. And the reason why we are doing this, because in the state of Florida, for instance, or actually probably all over the country, there's a lack of state and federal funding for 501c3s or non-for-profits or basically rehab facilities that are helping these people. And insurance companies have limitations on what they will cover, if any at all. And the cost for a rehab facility runs anywhere in the state of South Florida, for that matter, anywhere from $3,000 a month all the way up to $40,000 a month, depending on what facility they go to. The average stay is between 28 and 60 days. So the question that we came up with here, and I came up with when I have seen an increase in people trying in the past, especially the past couple of years with the economy as bad as it's been, people losing their homes and their jobs, et cetera, and they just drink more and they abuse alcohol and drugs, and when they decide they need help, they can't afford it. So I took a look at this and thought, well, if my child comes to me and they say, Dad, I need some help here because I have an addiction or I'm suffering from alcohol and I want to get off of it. And I thought to myself, what signal are we sending our children and our loved ones if we have to say to them, son, I can't afford to do this for you? And that's the reason why I started this fundraising golf tournament, among other projects we will be having in the coalition, to raise funds that, as I just mentioned, to help these people so that they can get back into society as productive people with a purpose for themselves and their families. So that's the gist of it, Rob, of what we're trying to do.
And Tee Time Golf Classic team is a group of caring men and women that are committed to expanding people out of alcohol or substance abuse by hosting a golf tournament at Frenchman's Reserve in Palm Beach Gardens on Friday, May 18th, 2012. And here's something for you to think about with what Peter has going on and the South Florida Coalition Against Substance Abuse. They're actually going to expand your life into a better by getting people justified education to expand them out of their substance abuse. And they're actually going to lower your taxes and lower everything. And the South Florida Coalition Against Substance Abuse is a 501c3, so your contribution to this Tee Time Golf Classic is tax deductible, so you get to lower your taxes and help the world at the same time. That's a two-deal win, deal in one. And Tony, you and I was talking, this is also, how do you feel substance abuse and alcohol abuse and all the abuses that are going on with the substance abuse is actually hurting the GDP of the country?
Well, yeah, that's right, Rob. When you consider that this is a spark that causes divorce, it causes homelessness, It causes hunger. And I should add, from hunger, people that have never known hunger before, they are suffering from that. It also is it's a spark that causes children to run away from home, children going into drugs, prostitution, et cetera. So, and it's an interesting fact here that 10% of Dr. William Romanis, who's a noted psychiatrist in Jupiter, Florida, tells me that out of every corporation in America, 10% of that workforce has an addiction to either drugs and or alcohol. I believe that that's a very interesting fact. So how it affects our commerce, because when people are not getting well and they're suffering from this, and we can't get them into a rehab facility, well, guess what? They go back, or they just go back out and keep doing what they're doing, and many of these people wind up in emergency rooms or out in the street, and it's who's going to pay for that? You know, we are, and so it makes sense for us to get people well so that we can get them back into society, paying taxes again. And I should say this, not just paying taxes, but what I'm trying to say here is that many of these people that do have the resources, and those that were able to get into rehab facilities that don't have any money, these people wind up in the recovery, and they get help with, say, finding a job or getting learning how to do a new trade, and also getting therapy, which is extremely important in the recovery process. This is where people learn why they were drinking and abusing in the first place, Rob. And when that happens, change can happen. Now, these people have a new look on life because they have a willingness to change their life. They don't want to be addicted. I don't know who does. I want to have a drug addiction or alcohol addiction. People want to be well. But when they find out why they were doing it, the amazing thing is they go out and they create businesses, many of them do. They'll go out and they hire people. And they're very philanthropic, those that I know. And this is something that's, you know, will help our society a great deal. But I think the real miracle, as I could say, of this is that a family comes back together again. That's the great thing. I'm not saying you go into rehab and you're going to start a business. What I am saying is that, too, is that a family comes back together. And you know something, Rob? Interesting point here, I think, is that a child does not care whether his mom and dad are wealthy, rich, they have a lot of money, or either they're even poor. I mean, a little child, all he cares about if his mom and dad are having a problem with this area and they do get help, you know, children can sense that, you know, they have security, and they can sense that their parents are trying. And when that happens, you know, we talk about self-esteem, and, you know, I just say a child feels secure and he feels good about himself. That whole family can prosper and flourish if we help these people. So it makes a lot of sense for us to get out there and help people like this, because it's a burden that will cost all of us if we don't. And also, by the way, people know this too. I'm preaching to the choir, to many out there that know this, that we're keeping crime down by this, and we're promoting wellness, prevention and wellness to people, and that's so important. And one last thing on this, we're not using any government funds or relying on any public funds. We believe that with the South Coalition and our projects, that we can solve a lot of this through the private sector. Corporations and private individuals, and I'm very grateful at this moment that in our area, South Florida, that NBC WPTV in our area is a co-sponsor with us on this project. Schumacher Automotive, which is a big dealership here in South Florida, is with us, as well as Wayne Gary Player, the great golfer's son, is on board, has his own business, and many people will know possibly. The Hanley Center, which takes in a lot of celebrities around the world to get well from alcohol and substance abuse. So I'm very grateful for that, and that we have a business interest, and there's definitely a problem, with this, and that we have an epidemic, which we do. And 85% of all of the illegal drugs that come into our country are coming through South Florida, and the reason for that is our exposure to Mexico, South America, and the Caribbean. So, and where there's money, you know, you have in Palm Beach County, for instance, there's a lot of money here, in, as well as South Florida, and they, so this makes it accessible to people. And so we, so it makes sense that we need to get people well, so we can show them how and why they should say no to these drug pill mills and drug pushers. And I think earlier today, I said, when I were talking, Rob, I said to you that interesting fact that Nikita Khrushchev, I remember, who said, and I will paraphrase this, and if someone's call listening to this, will probably call, he got it wrong, but Nikita Khrushchev said in 63 that we don't have to destroy America with our bombs and our missiles. America will destroy itself from within. And he was talking about drugs in that speech. And you remember back in those days, Rob, that in the 60s it was LSD, you know, and the drug movement and everything. And then it quieted down for a little while. It never went away, but it quieted down, it seems, and now it's back with a vengeance. And, you know, our soldiers are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and they have addictions. And our economy, as you said, as we were just talking about, does not help the matter either, because people are trying to anesthetize themselves or just trying to stop it for a while and to go away for a couple hours. But, you know, it doesn't go away. So our whole, this affects everything in us, our economy, it affects our families, it affects every walk of life, everything we do in life it affects, and that's why we need to do something with this, and that's why we're doing this this golf tournament, and we hope we can be change agents to help out.
And it's you can go to TeaTimeGolfClassic.com, and right at the top it says become a sponsor or donate, become a donor, register right now, and you can give your tax deductible donation, because donating to this, you're expanding your own life into a new energy. And you know, an addiction is a best friend for whoever's addicted, and it becomes something you can trust because it does the same thing for the same amount of time every day. Whenever you do it, it does the same. But here's the thing. You said something earlier, Peter, in your deal. It's about people afraid to engage in society and the economy today, because it's not going to be an easy feat to come out of this, but it's going to be a dynamic feat when we do come out of it, when people realize their own innovative ingenuity to open up their only entrepreneur businesses, and it's going to be individual businesses that bring this out of it. And how does the South Florida Coalition Against Substance Abuse actually open people out with their education to see they have the wisdom, the strength, and the wherewithal or fortitude within them to expand themselves and the world at the same time?
Yeah, what we're doing with that is part of what we're doing also with the funds that are coming out of this event is we're going to be promoting education in this area. We can't have enough education on this. These drug pushers and pill mills that we have in South Florida, you know, the state attorney and the sheriff, who are doing a wonderful job, Sheriff Rick Bradshaw, shutting down these pill mills, but then they crop up again, and the kids are going to the internet. So education is a key, and we want to be able to supplement or help fund existing programs that are out there that are promoting the fact of helping kids and giving them awareness of what's happening out here. And the more we can help, you know, give that support programs or services that help these, or private 501c3s and non-for-profits, the better we're going to be. Now, I also know this, is that the kids today are using things such as computer dust. As it's called, this is something you spray on your computer to get rid of the dust on your computer, but they put it in a paper sack and they sniff it and they get an instant high. Well, and this is something that these aerosols that the kids are doing, this permanently damages their brain, which they need to be aware of. And children also need to know, our adolescents also need to know where they can go for help. The many kids that I interview and talk to in the 12-step programs, for instance, they didn't know where to go for help. And we interviewed some three students at the Palm Beach State College down here last week, and we were up with NBC when we did this, and we asked the students, how does drug and alcohol abuse affect you, or do you know of anybody that has this problem? And all three of them, and they were filmed individually, so they didn't know what they were saying. I choked up when I heard them say that they knew of friends of theirs that died from this disease. But the problem was they wanted to help these. They knew that this person, their friends had a problem with this, or their friend, but they didn't know how to help them. And so this really opened up my eyes that we're not doing enough. We're not doing enough to educate our parents. We're not doing enough to educate our kids with this problem, because this disease is killing people. The sheriff tells me one every 27 hours, one person every 27 hours dies of this disease in the state of Florida. Now, those are just the reported cases. We're sure there's a lot more than that. And also on the education front here, we lost Whitney Houston, we lost Michael Jackson, two great geniuses, music geniuses in the past year or so. But the question is, how many thousands of geniuses that are out there that if we go into every high school out here, a few of them, do you think we can find somebody that sings just as good as Whitney Houston? Probably, yeah. But how many thousands out there that are out there that are not music geniuses, I should say, that are dying from this, that we never hear of because they're not celebrities? And we all wake up sometimes and we hear about the famous or the star quarterback of the high school, and all of a sudden they find him, he wakes up dead. Now, the kids, the people don't want to die from this, but what they do is they'll mix alcohol, Xanax, and Oxycontins, and to try to get a better buzz, they fall asleep and they just don't wake up. And that's the sad part of it. And if people were educated, if we were more educated on this, what these chemicals do to us, and we had more public information on TV, more advertisements and PSA, public service announcements on television and different forms of media, I think it would make a lot of us think twice. So our coalition wants to fund projects that are promoting education to help our families, our loved ones, to stay away from these chemicals, these drugs. And I say to anybody out there right now that's hearing this, don't do drugs. I am speaking to people right now because I'm a person in recovery, and I have been of many years, and I'm a recovering alcoholic addict, and I'm proud of it because it's changed my life. And when we talk about wellness and spirituality of all this, I have hope in my life now. And hope means to me is that I don't have to be the person anymore that I used to be, and I'm not. Now I have hope means to me that I can dream about the future, and that future is to help people. And that's what I'm doing today, is helping many people to get well. So we have we talk about the economy back a little bit to make these help people to become productive again and be the people that they can be, the creative people that they can be. That they don't need drugs. You don't need alcohol to bring out that greatness in a person. You could be who you want to be. You can be free. You could be free to be what you want to be. And I think on that subject, Rob, that what I like is that's why I like the 12 steps of I think the 12 step programs of like AA. For instance, are wonderful, the 12 steps there, and even you have material yourself that helps people to be free in these areas, because, matter of fact, the first thing that a person needs to do who's listening, if you do have a problem with this, or you think you do, to get free, the first thing you have to do is you have to admit that you have a problem. And when you admit that you have a problem, that your life has become unmanageable, now you have the first step. Now you're on your way to freedom. And so that's what we want kids to know. that's what we want people to know when it comes to education, when it comes to this, is that you have to first admit that you have a problem. And when you do, now we can help you. Because and then getting a spiritual life. Now, we talked about that today, you and Rob and I, we did this afternoon, is that, you know, you have to have a spiritual life or have a God of your personal understanding out there. Even the agnostic, I know, they know that there's a power greater than them out there, because I'm around them every day. But when you can have a spiritual life together with, practicing and you're changing your life through maybe a 12-step program or just getting help through a therapist to get, you know, and not keep things inside of you, that's what kids need to know. And all of us need to know this, is that we all have had a stormy weather in our life, if I can put it that way, and we've all had traumas, for instance. We've all been traumatized in many ways. But if you keep that inside of you, that will manifest itself out. If the mind is in pain and the body cries out. And so that's why it's so healthy to be, you know, to talk to people. And I know in your book, Fear is My Friend, Rob, I think you address a lot of these issues as well. So what we're talking about here goes hand in hand. But education is what we're trying to, you know, that we want to support programs. And by the way, if there's not a program out there that that maybe a rehab facility wants to create, but they don't have the budget to do it, we will provide the money for those rehab facilities to be able to hire more people and to be able to help them to develop a program that's going to help people, especially, you know, in the area of education for people.
You know, you said a lot of profound things in there, but it's about quit feeling let go of the shame and quit blaming everything for your addiction and take the responsibility. Okay, I had this challenge. But it's really about becoming, you know, you talked to, and also about the 12-step programs. The only thing I can say about the 12-step program, everything is good, but they never allow the person to be a liberated abuser. And that's what, to me, is the most important thing, is just to put, I'm a liberated alcoholic, or I'm a liberated drug user. But the word liberated, it lets the subconscious mind become free of the pain.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that is good. And I think that, when a person, for instance, if a person, you know, in the 12-step programs, you know, all due fairness to them, they talk about in their steps, you know, they want to, you have to, in their step 5, for instance, admit it to God and to ourselves and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. You know, writing down, for instance, they have people write down wrongs of their past, for instance, and meditate. You know, not meditate, but reflect is the word. Reflect on what's happened in their life, and then write it down. Do a searching moral inventory of yourself. And when you do write that stuff down, which takes quite a while to do it, but when you do that, and you actually are honest with yourself when you're doing this. And when you have the courage to be honest with yourself, then, you know, you are, and you share that, not with anybody else, but, you know, once you write it all down and you rip up the paper and realize this is gone, you know, that's free. But I do know this, too, when you're talking about the subconscious, you know, I know Carl, the great psychiatrist Carl Jung, had said in order to beat addiction, there has to be a spiritual change in a person's life. And he wasn't a Christian man, and for that matter. But he did come to the 12-step programs, in particular AA, and he did say that there has to be a spiritual change. But once a person, if a person develops a prayer life, in my opinion. And what is a prayer? I have people that ask me, well, Pete, what is a prayer life, and how do I pray? You know, it's a good question, but I know that I think the perfect prayer for somebody that's listening to this would be, you know, I like the prayer of St. Francis. You know, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. You know, where there's hatred, let me sow love, and where there is injury, pardon. You know, where there's doubt, faith, where there is despair, hope, and darkness, light, and sadness, joy. And what I like about this so much, Rob, is that it's all about giving. There's nothing in that prayer that talks about me or take, you know. And I think that when you talk about, you know, you have to, in my opinion, when you get the me out of the me, get the self-centeredness out of you, you do develop that freedom. When you're just saying that, you know, the steps and restricting freedom. But I think that when you focus yourself on how to help somebody else, and in giving, and if in learning how to pray, like I just said, the perfect prayer in my opinion would be that, and I think that's a great way to get started, is just learning how to give to other people. Look for the good in somebody else, you know. And even a stop clock is right once every 24 hours. So there's something right in everybody. And I think if you look hard enough at somebody else, it gets your mind off of you. And I think that's what a lot of our despair is that we are constantly, you know, we're self-centered, if that's the word. It's about me. We want to get ahead. We want to do this. It's all about me. But that being said, I think when we focus, when we're talking about addiction, and for that matter, anybody, when we look for the good in somebody else, you feel a lot better, and you know, your life changes because you're focused on somebody, and people see that. You know, and you're perceived a whole lot differently, and you yourself perceive yourself differently. So, but I think in feeding your mind, Rob, too, with the good, the pure, and the godly, if I can say that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said, oh yes, you can say that on this show.
Yeah, with the you know, when you feed your mind with good things, when you read good material. When you learn how to pray, meditate on different, you know, you become a much better person, and that is you know, what you put in your mind is going to come out. We know that. If you read pornography, what's going to happen? You know, if you read good motivational things, what's going to happen? You know, and what you put in your brain, your computer, between your ears, is going to come out one way or the other. And so, and that's why when you talk about getting freedom from addiction, no one wants to be a prisoner to that. And, you know, when you do not face your fears, when you do not have anybody to talk to, when you hold things in, when you have anger. I think anger, by the way, Rob, I think is the biggest roadblock to a person's peace and serenity and success. And if a person is constantly, because, you know, when you don't talk about something, you get angry at somebody, which is a normal thing. Everybody gets angry. But if you don't address it with somebody right away, if you don't talk to somebody right away, we all have a tendency to beat each other more in our minds. It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. We keep beating that person up. and we need to get free from that. And I think the way to do that is to feed our minds, not just feed our minds with good things, but addressing this right away and not hold things in. Which will fester and muster, which will really create a problem for us, and thus we start drinking or we start using drugs, which could happen to a person. I'm not saying it happens to everybody, but this is in a lot of cases that I see people that withhold anger in their lives, or they are in despair, will turn to the alcohol, substance abuse, abuse alcohol, as you say, and abuse drugs.
You said a lot of profound things, but anger is a fear of communication. That's all anger is.
Right.
I mean, it breaks down. But, you know, when people ask you how to pray, the only way to pray is your way. Whatever works for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people are afraid to start because they want to start perfect rather than being perfect. And I really want to get to it's the, and I really want to announce this right before the end of the show. It's the TeaTimeGolfClassic.com. You can go and become a donor. And the website is the South Florida, drugfreesouthflorida.org is the website to go check Peter and the coalition out more. But Peter said a lot of profound stuff here, and it's all very accurate. But, you know, when you said writing your stuff down, if you're right-handed, you start writing your stuff with the left hand, you'd be surprised what else comes out. I write my affirmation with both my right and left hands, and what that does is engage both sides of your brain.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's right. So we're going to have a lot of fun out there, and I just want to say to our listeners, thank you very much. And you can register for the golf registration there, and there's an evening gala. As Rob said, because there's different sponsorship levels. Or I should add this: if you become a donor, you could also do it in memory of. And you know, a lot of people want to do a memorandum of what people are doing right now with this. And wherever this show is being done, if it's being heard in Europe or wherever it is, join in. And this is something that we've started. We have built a very large coalition in South Florida. We have the sheriff on board. We have state, federal officials, congressmen, state representatives, mayors, all on board with this. And because it's such a – we do have a problem. And because, again, the government, the state and federal monies, the government, we can do this without government's help. And I believe that the reason we can help these people, we can help raise money, that we can help our people in the way that we feel that they really need to be helped. And I think that people should have a choice of where they want to go to get treatment. And if they do qualify for that particular rehabilitation center, well, we'll provide the money to that rehabilitation center so the person can get help. We're not going to be putting money into people's hands, ladies and gentlemen. It'll go to the rehab facility so they can administer help to that person, so long as they qualify to get into that particular or to the program that the person wants to get into. So it's a choice. And in other words, we're not directing a person; they have to go here or wherever. But what the beauty of this is, if a person wants to go to ABC institution or XYZ institution, they can go there. And as long as they qualify, we'll help them to get well.
I also give out the address at South Florida Coalition Against Substance Abuse at 1211 Pine Point Road, Singer Island, Florida, 33404. And you can also mail in your donation and your tax deductible donation. And the website again. And, Peter, I really want to thank you for being on the show, and we're going to have Peter back as often, probably once every 4, 5, 6 weeks, so because this is a big thing that's really about opening the world up to being a spiritual society, because when you see your own spiritual and your own dynamics, you'll let go, and the only addiction you'll have is to live in the life you desire.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. And I want to thank you very much and all of our listeners, wherever you are. And by the way, one last thing. If there's somebody out there tonight that has an addiction problem and you feel desperate or you may feel suicidal, I just want to say there is absolutely no reason in the world over anything to take your life. And if you do have this problem, either call somebody. Call into this show. Call 911. But get with somebody. And remember, there's nothing ever. There's no reason to drink over anything. And there's nothing in this world why you would ever take your own life. And that's my like the students over there at the college said, they wish they could have helped their friends because those friends could have graduated and had a wonderful life. So. So that's my encouragement, and I want to say God bless you to all of you out there. Thank you for having me, and please contribute to our event as we are going to save lives with your help. That's what we have here, Rob.
Well, thank you, and it's at teatimegolfclassic.com. Go to that website, donate. By giving your money to open somebody else up to a new life, you're actually expanding your own life. And I want
That's
to
right,
thank
yeah.
Peter for being here, and I want to thank everybody for listening. And this will also be archived and be sent to Peter so they can put it on their website. And thank you very much, Peter, and we'll do this again in 5-6 weeks. How's that?
So I'm looking forward to it, Rob. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of things with you.
All right, me too, and thank you very much. I enjoyed the show, and I want to thank all the listeners and Peter, and we'll be here next week, Tuesday and Thursday at the same time, to expand the wealth of the world. And good night.